today, the Canadian Opera Company unveiled its 2022-23 season with the theme Opera of All Scales. The season includes three COC fan favorites, several dramas, and a new production of Verdi's Macbeth. The programming also includes a co-production with the Vancouver Opera. This will be the company's first full season of in-person opera since the start of the pandemic and the first full season of in-person opera overseen by General Director Perrin Leitch. The new season includes Wagner's Flying Dutchman, Bizet's Carmen, Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, and Salome from Richard Strauss. You also get Verdi's Macbeth, Puccini's Tosca, and Pomegranate by Kai Marshall and Amanda Hale, which will be presented at the COC Theatre instead of the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts. All the details at coc.ca/2223. Joining us this afternoon and in person for the first time since his initial visit to the program back in December 2020, General Director Perrin Leitch. He's originally from the UK, previously with the Edinburgh International Festival, the Welsh National Opera, and the English National Opera. He made his way to Texas to begin a long relationship with the Houston Grand Opera back in 2006 and named managing director there in 2011. Perrin Leitch, welcome to the actual New Classical FM studios. Great to be with you.
Fantastic. Great to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful. I think we should note La Traviata started at the Four Seasons just over the weekend. That has to feel very, very, very good to you at this point.
It's absolutely incredible for everybody to get back to actually doing what we do. It's been a huge lift for everybody to come back after 2.5 years, but it was a thrilling night.
And Mozart's Magic Flute in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. Perfect.
An in-person season ahead in 2022-23. You've had to be very versatile with the season like no other that we're into right now. For opera of all scales, numerous performance spaces, still a digital footprint, I would think. So what were you thinking as you put it all together?
Listen, we want more and more Torontonians to experience the Canadian Opera Company. The digital footprint allows us to expand that right around the country from coast to coast to coast.
No hesitation there.
No, it has to be the company that everyone in Toronto is proud of, but also the whole of Canada is proud of.
Yeah.
So getting back to live work, but keeping that digital footprint and amplifying new voices and allowing more people to tell their stories is part of our remit moving forward.
If we think of the current season as sort of holding the fort, I mean, what did you want to say personally to opera lovers with your choices here as you look at maybe at the overview of everything that you chose to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think as we come back into live performance, there has to be the same mix of excitement, of things that you know, but new productions of things maybe you don't know, new work. I think there has to be a mix of everything. It's very easy to put on an opera season in which everyone goes, oh, that's nice, I've seen most of that before, but I hope what we're doing is bringing great artists from all over the world, celebrating Canadian artists as well, and really putting together all of those things in one package that everyone goes, wow, I can't wait to come back.
I want to get into what you're going to do first, and I'm very excited for this. Always interesting to see how any company handles Wagner, but Flying Dutchman, this is a COC signature. I'm just interested in that choice and what it's going to look like and what that feel is.
It's an epic start to the season, and that's fantastic. You know, Wagner does works on a scale that is sort of unrivaled almost.
That's true.
In terms of the resources it takes to do it. And the Flying Dutchman is one of the ones that takes less resources in many ways, but you've still got 80 chorus and you've still got this huge orchestra.
Right.
And so it's coming back with a very definitive bang. We have an amazing cast. Johan Reuter is extraordinary as the Dutchman. Marjorie Owens, a center. It gives Johannes de Busch time to get back into that pit and really get to work with his orchestra, which is his favorite thing in the whole world.
It really is. It's the whole package, how he's affected film, how he's affected theater, opera, music. And this is a chance not only for your creatives to really sink their teeth into something, but it's something big and bold to start that
absolutely.
Season.
And it says to our audience, we're back. We're going to be doing masterworks. We're going to be doing these huge scale projects, as well as all the operas that you love. It's a really exciting start to the season.
I think so. And if you're just joining us, the Canadian Opera Company has unveiled Opera of All Scales, the 2022-23 season. General Director Perrin Leitch, our very special guest. Great to be with you. Subscriptions are available now at coc.ca, or you can call 416-363-8231. Subscribe by June 30th to guarantee your renewable seats. Carmen will be directed by the great Joel Ivany, a friend of the program in the new year. Then you've got The Marriage of Figaro. Strauss's Salome will be directed by Adam Egoyan. Now, I bring that up. He was just here to talk about his online presentation of Bluebeard's Castle. And that's an interesting relationship. We've watched it grow over the years.
Absolutely. I think that opera should attract people from all other genres. It's the grandest of the art forms. It combines music, theatrical storytelling, film, projection, et cetera, et cetera. So I think there's a reason people are drawn to opera. Atom has an extraordinary eye. His Bluebeard digital production was amazing. And this is him going back to one of his very first operas that he did, Salome, and looking at it again through a new lens, making some changes to the production that was original. It's really exciting to be able to think about that project as coming full circle for Atom. He started there. He's now coming to it with a lens of, you know, 15 more years of experience.
And I'll point out, too, that he really does love the art form. He works with the COC, but he also looks to other opera companies around the world. And pretty special that he's, at this point in his career, decided to put a lot of his focus there. And we're lucky to have him.
No question at all. And just being in the room with someone as gifted as Atom when we were doing Bluebeard, for instance, it's a transformational experience for those artists. They're having a different eye and a different skill taught to them of how to interact with a camera, and to have one of the world's greatest film directors doing that is amazing.
Carmen, Marriage of Figaro, Salome, and we move to, you know, I was lucky enough to be at the Sir David McVicar directed presentation of Dvorak's Rusalka back in 2019. Soprano Sandra Radvanovsky, a very, very memorable performance, and the duo back in the spring of next year with Macbeth. And this seems like you've put a lot into the thinking and the production of this new piece.
Absolutely. So this was an idea that was hatched a number of years ago. We're not allowed to call it the M word because that's a very suspicious, superstitious thing in the theater.
Okay.
So we call it the Scottish play or the Scottish opera.
Sure.
David McVicar brings to any production an amazing visual world and incredible detailed performances. And he's a close collaborator with Sondra, has been for many years. And I'm just really thrilled that we can have that in my first season, because she's one of the world's absolute foremost artists and one of the world's great directors together. It's a fantastic combination.
Was there something about the idea of what was new about it or the new offer that you thought, okay, this is going to be some sort of a crown jewel, or it's going to fit in within the season?
Listen, Sir David.
Yeah.
Sorry, I knew him first as David, but Sir David.
I've had to make adjustments with a few people like that too.
Sir David is when he comes to you with an idea of a piece that he wants to do, and where, you know, it's about a director finding the center core of it. The production is designed like Rusalka by John McFarlane, who's a Scottish artist, absolutely brilliant, breathtaking designer. And he came and said, "I've got an idea of how I want to do this. Sondra wants to do it. Are you in?" It's the quickest conversation in the world. We're in.
Absolutely. And what a teaser. And I've had, I can't tell you how many people I've run into over the years, listeners, people who request pieces of music on the program who cite that specific production and just have wonderful memories of it. So it's nice to get something of a sequel here.
And again, it's one of the world's great composers. This season is full with those great composers and also the new voices. So it's fantastic.
Tosca in May, and then this Pomegranate in June. Tell us about your season closer, because it feels like you're making some choices here and deciding to do things a little differently.
Yeah, absolutely. New work is core to any organization. Opera is an art form that's continued to evolve, and you talked about Wagner's historical significance in terms of how he wrote. We have to amplify new voices. There are plenty of stories that have never been told before, indigenous stories, stories about communities that have never been represented before. And Pomegranate is a piece that is not brand new, but has been refined and workshopped and done performance productions of. You know, it's a way of saying, look, we are here to tell the stories of normal people in Toronto. You can't necessarily relate to someone who goes to sea for 7 years and comes back every 7 years to try and find love.
Sure.
You can definitely relate to some of the new pieces that we will be commissioning over the few years. You know, again, tell a different story using a different voice.
And a different venue.
And a different venue, yeah. So we have the most wonderful facility. The Four Seasons Center has no equal in terms of around the world, thought of as one of the great opera venues. But sometimes those stories are not told best in a venue where you're sitting behind a proscenium arch.
Yeah.
They need to be more granular, more inclusive.
I'm excited about it. I think you put together a wonderful season.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We're very excited about it, and we want people to come and support the organization, because opera is coming back. It's going to continue to evolve, and it's a very exciting future, I think.
Perrin Leach, the general director with the COC, thank you for being our guide here this afternoon. We really do appreciate it. And great to get you in here, finally.
I couldn't be more thrilled. Thank you so much for having me.
The Canadian Opera Company's Opera of All Scales, the 2022-23 season, it has been announced. Subscriptions available now at coc.ca or calling 416-363-8231. You could subscribe by June 30th to guarantee your renewable seats. Single tickets to all 2022-23 operas will be available to the general public on September 2nd, so mark that down as well. Opera Under 30, by the way, offering $22 tickets to patrons under the age of 30. coc.ca/2223. You can click through there to get more information. You're with The Oasis. That's our look at the arts and what else to the opera stage.